Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvochim Daf Yud Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. At the upper part of Daf Yud Gimel, we have a Mishnah. HaPesach v'hachatos sheshochton sheloi lishmon. Kibel v'holach v'zorak sheloi lishmon. So far, the Mishnah is describing a Pesach korban or a chatos korban that are slaughtered without the proper focused identity intention. Namely, it's done sheloi lishmon. They were slaughtered with the intention of some other korban in mind, or kibel, receipt of the dam, or holach, is he carried the blood into the direction of the altar, the zorak, or he sprinkled the blood. All of these things, or any one of them, shalo lishman. Oy, other examples, lishman v'shalo lishman, where in one avoda he had a dual intent. In this case, in example number two, he starts off with a focused, proper intention, and then lapses into an improper intention, oi shaloi lishman v'lishman, or the opposite, where he is doing one of these activities and starts off with an improper intention and then lapses into a proper one, psulin. So in the case of the Pesach or Chatos, they are rendered unfit. Ketzad lishman v'shaloi lishman, what's an example of the rule said in number two, or the example, what's an example of what's described in number two, Lishmon and Shalo Lishmon? So, this is the example, Lishem Pesach, Lishem Shlomim. He's processing a Korban Pesach, he starts off with the Pesach intention, and then lapses into a Shlomim intention. Shalo Lishmon v'Lishmon would be Lishem Shlomim v'Lishem Pesach. Shehad Zevach Nifsal v'Arbo Dvorim. A korban, a zevach is an animal that's sacrificed as a sacrifice, is rendered unfit through four, or during any one of four activities. B'shchita, uvekibul, the receipt of the blood, b'hiluch, the carrying of it, ubezrika, the sprinkling of it. Rabbi Shimon machshu b'hiluch. Rabbi Shimon has a different opinion regarding hiluch, regarding the carrying of the blood. If one has a low lishma intention during holocha, it would not ruin the korban. Shoy Omer, he used to say the following. Rabbi Shimon's rule is as follows: E efshar shalom b'shchida v'shalom b'kabbalah v'shalom b'zrika. There are three of the four activities are indispensable. Aval efshar below hiluch, but it is possible to process a korban without the carrying of the blood toward the mizbech. Now, how is that possible? Shochet b'tzad hamizbech v'zorek. This would be a situation where he slaughters the animal right next to the Mizbeach. He would then receive the blood, and there's no further need to carry it because he's already right next to the Mizbeach. And he would then, after receiving the blood, he would then zorek, sprinkle it. Rabbi Elozer Omer, Hamahalech, Bemokim Shutzorach Alech, Machshova Poselas, where the carrying of the blood is indispensable, then a machshava during such a holocha would be binding and render it, if it's done shelo lishma, would render it invalid. B'mokim she'eino tzorach, a holocha done in a situation where it would have been dispensable, then ein machshava poselas. As we turn to the Gemara, we have a geometric form that opens the sugya with, and we notice on the side its role. The nosei mivne heading that we have written in to the side of the Gemara. We have featured the geometric form, this crown shape. Pu'ulois shoinois b'maisa korbanos will be emphasizing different actions during the concerning the processing of a korban. Shebechol echod With regard to each one of these highlighted sections, HaGemara Makshe Amashe Ne'amar Lifnehem, the Gemara will raise a question regarding that which was stated just before. The Inyan Hashpoas Machshava, and the questions will be all within the realm of the effect that incorrect thoughts have on the outcome of the Korban. We will also be using a trapezoid form. This is indicated under our Mivneh heading. A Ma'akav. Ma'akav is an attempt to keep track. To keep track of the flow of the Gemara. So with the narrow form of the trapezoid facing upwards, they will represent kushyos, questions, and when it's flipped over, when the narrow side is facing downwards, that they will represent tshuvos, answers. So in order to keep track of the Gemara, we've employed this particular marking. As far as the activities that will be emphasized in the Gemara, we'll be talking about Kabbalah Sadam, and namely Machshava during Kabbalah Sadam, and during Shvichas Shirayim, which is featured on the upper part of Amud Beis. That's the pouring out of the dam that's left over after the zrika, after the sprinkling is done. The Mishnah had mentioned that during Kabbalah Sadam, a Machshava Shelo Lishma can render it unfit. The Gemara asks, the Kabbalah mi posla, and during Kabbalah Sadam, does Machshava render it unfit? The Hotanya, we have a Tanaic source, a rather long Tanaic source, as you can see, it's in a frame. We've also added a long question marking to give you a sense of how long the question is. This is found on to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. You see a kuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line that runs down the page. All of the lines that are opposite the dashed line represent material that leads up to the question. Of course, in this case, the question is contained within a long Tanaic source. If we were to just skip a number of lines down into the source itself, you'll see there's a dashed, underlined section a little more than halfway down the source. The source there says lo osa bo, it's referring to Kabbalah, where the line before it said Kabbalah lo osa bo machshava kemaisa, indicating that by Kabbalah Sadam, machshava doesn't really take hold, doesn't have an effect. So we'll be bringing that particular point, and that's the ikur point of the source as far as the question is concerned. Oftentimes, a Gemara will bring in a lot of information as part of a source, and it will quote the source for the sake of completion, when the main point is really found in one or two lines, and sometimes even in less than that. So let us continue now with the source. After realizing that the question is focused on the issue of does Machshava really take effect, or can it have a negative effect during Kabbalah? Vahatanya, the source begins, Vehikrivo. This is found in a pasuk, and this word, Vehikrivo, is interpreted as Zu Kabbalah Sadam. That's a reference to the receipt of the dam. Rashi points out that this pasuk is found by the Korban Ola, where it says, Veshochad es ben habokor vehikrivo b'nei Aaron ha-kohenim es hadam. And from this, we learn that Kabbalah Sadam, the receipt of the dam, has to be in a vessel. Ata oimer Kabbalah Sadam, o eino elazrika. Does this word really mean Kabbalah? Or maybe it means the sprinkling of the dam. The word vehikrivo means drawing near, bringing something closer. And therefore, the term vehikrivo might refer to the sprinkling of the dam, where the dam is being brought from away from a point distant from the mizbeach and thrown or sprinkled toward the mizbeach. So, what does the word vehikrivo mean? Kishu omer vizarku, when the pasuk goes on to say vizarku, hare zrika amur. So, the word the verb or the action of zrika is already referred to by the verb vizarku. ha mani mekayim v'krivol. So what does the word v'krivol indicate? Zu kabolas adam. That's a reference to the receipt of the blood in a vessel. The pasuk says b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim. We have a Roman numeral 1 here to draw your attention to the fact that there's going to be another approach to what we're about to learn. B'nei Aaron ha-kohanim shetehei b'kohen kosher u'b'kli shoreis. That the avoda should be done, the kabbalas adam should be done by a kohen who is kosher, with a proper background, as opposed to a cholol or a baal mum. A cholol is someone who's kohen whose father, who was of course was a kohen, married a divorced woman, or a baal mum is someone, a kohen that has a physical blemish. They would be unfit. So we're learning from Bnei Aaron HaKohanim that they should be the kohen doing the kabbalas adam should be kosher, will be kli shoreis, wearing his priestly garments. Amar Rabbi Kiva, minayin v'kabbalah shelo tehe elo v'koyin kosher v'klisharis. Rabbi Kiva has a different source for the same teaching. In other words, he doesn't learn from B'nai Aaron HaKohanim that which we just said. So where does Rabbi Akiva learn that from? Ne'emar kan B'nai Aaron, v'ne'emar lahalon eile shmos B'nai Aaron HaKohanim hamashuchim. He learns it from a gzera shava. Ma lahalon, just like over there, where the pasuk refers to the sons of Aaron, who were kosher kohanim, ma lahalon b'koyin kosher b'kli shoreis, and Rashi also explains how you know from over there that they were wearing their priestly garments. The pasuk there was referring to Elozer and Itamar, the sons of Aaron, who were kohanim ksherim, and they were wearing their big day kahuna. Af kan, so too in the pasuk referring to kabbalah satam, af kan b'koyin kosher u'b'kli shoreis. So too here it's referring to a kosher kohen and while wearing their priestly garments. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, akapeach es bonai im lo shomati hefrish ben kabbalah Lizrika, the aimly the farish. Rabbi Tarfon uses an expression that is found in numerous places. He says, Akapech es bonai, literally having to do, I will cut off my children, but it's an expression of emphasis, of he's a type of forceful expression, where he says, I heard a difference between Kabbalah Saddam and Zrika, and I don't know how to explain. Or I don't know what the difference was. I heard there was a difference, but I don't know what it was. Om Rabbi Akiva, Ani Afaresh. You mentioned Kabbalah and Zrika. I will explain the difference between them. Kabbalah loy osa ba machshava kemaisa. Zrika osa ba machshava kemaisa. In the case of receipt of the dam, an incorrect machshava would not passel as would an incorrect action. However, by zrika, an incorrect machshava, and at this point in the Gemara, we think that we're dealing with a machshava of shaloi lishma, as opposed to, as we said, as we kabbalah, as opposed to zrika, where an incorrect machshava shelo lishma, would ruin the korban just like an incorrect action. Another difference. Kiblu b'chutz eino chayev kores. If kabbalah sadam is done outside the azara, it would not result in a penalty of kores. Zarka b'chutz onish kores. However, the sprinkling of the blood of a korban outside the azara of the Beis HaMikdash would incur a kores penalty. Kadlu psulim ein chayovim olav. If unfit kohanim, or those that are unfit for avoda, do the kabbalah sadam, there is no chiyuv misa bidei shemayim. Zarku psulim. If those that are unfit for avoda do the zrika sadam, chayovim olav, there is a penalty of misa bidei shemayim. Three differences then are found between kabbalah and zrika. Amalo Rabbi Tarfon, ho avoda shelo hitesa yaminu smol. The word avoda is an expression of oath, where it's like people say one swears that such and such. He says ho avoda, that you did not veer off nor to the right nor to the left. In other words, what you said is exact. Ani shamati vainly lefarash. I heard that there was a difference, but I didn't know what the difference was. I didn't know what the difference was that I had heard. Atah doresh umaskim lishmuel, and you, on your own, through your own intellectual powers, are able to arrive at that which I heard through tradition. Beloshan hazeh omar lo, with using the following expression, Rabbi Tarfon declared, Akiva kol haperish mincha keperish mechayav. Anyone who departs from you, it is as if he's departing from his own life. A very powerful expression of praise to Rabbi Akiva. After all said and done, we have a question on our hands. Our Mishnah suggested that doing Kabbalah Sadam with a Machshava Shelo Lishma would ruin the Korban, would ruin the Pesach or the Chatos. Here we have a long source, and in the source it says, Kabbalah lo osobo machshava kemaisa, that an incorrect machshava would not ruin the carbon. Omar Rava, so you see the trapezoid form, volcano form, as we sometimes call it, has been inverted. And we indicated before in our key that this is an answer. Omar Rava, lo kashya, kan b'machshavas pigol, kan b'machshavas shaloi lishma. The realm of machshava is broad. It entails different types of machshavas. The brisa that said that machshava during Kabbalah has no effect, that is if he has a machshavas pigol. In other words, he does Kabbalah Sadam with a pigol intention. Kan b'machsheves shelo lishma. Before we go on, actually, we should say that a pigal intention, without getting into any details, because the Gemara will discuss this very point in the next section of questioning. But for right now, machsheves pigal has to do with thoughts concerning incorrect time. Kan, the Mishnah that says machsheva pasels during Kabbalah Sadam, b'machshaves shaloi lishma. That concerns a machshava where you have an incorrect korban identity in mind. In other words, if you're doing a Pesach and you intend it to be a shlamim, we try to change the identity of the korban in your mind, that is where machshava will take effect if you have this incorrect machshava during Kabbalah. Daiko nami. If you read the Mishnah carefully, you can see this as well. Dekotoni, the Mishnah used the expression shehazevach nifsal, that the korban becomes posel. Velo kotoni mispagel. Mispagel would have been the verb form appropriate for a machsheves pigol, and yet it doesn't say that. It says nifsal shma mino. So from this we conclude that the psul of the Mishnah is a machsheves lo lishma and not a machsheves pigol. The Gemara now asks, and you can see the volcano form has the narrow portion facing upwards. We have a question: umachsheves pigol lo pasla bekabbalah? Is that really so, that a machsheves pigol does not ruin in the case of Kabbalah Sadam? V'hatanya. Once again, we have a long question, which really entails a long Tanaic source. And in this source, we really need to see the emphasis on the word vekabola that you see dashed underline. Vehatanya, we have the following source in which we will see that machsheves pigol does have effect during Kabbalah. The source begins, Yocho lotei machshavu me'eles elo bezriko bilvad. Could it be that an incorrect thought takes effect only during Zrika? The Rashi points out, Elo bezrika, b'mechashev b'shas zrika, amanas lechol mizivchoi b'yom hashlishi, kidechtiv b'kro, Rashi is explaining that this brisa is dealing with the realm of Machsheves Pigel, as the Pasuk indicates, that will be cited very shortly. So it's important to realize that this is a source that's dealing with the realm of Pigel. And Rashi goes on to say, where a person has a machshava al manas lechol mizivcho, with the intention of eating the zevach beyom hashlishi, the third day. In other words, a korban shlomim, you have 2 days during which to eat it, and the interim night. And let us say a person does the zrikas adam, the sprinkling of the blood, and he has an intention of eating the meat on the third day. Kirchtiv bikra, as the pasuk indicates, the machsheves pigul, the pasuk that deals with this realm called pigul thoughts. Hamakriv oisoi lo yechoshev. The pasuk says that when one is offering the korban, one should not have the incorrect thoughts. Yalfino minei perek sheni b'machashev b'shas hakrova lechol mizivchoi b'yom hashlishi akosu medaber. We learn from this pasuk that it deals with someone who has intentions of eating the meat while doing the sprinkling on the third day. V'hakrova hainu zrika, because the pasuk said hamakriv oisoi, that is a reference to zrika sadam. So our source goes on to discuss this and says minayin the rabo is shchita v'kabola. From where do we know to include that a machsheves pigul can take effect during the slaughtering of a korban or during the receipt of the dam, whereby one would receive the dam with the intention of eating the meat on the third day? From where do we know that that also creates pigul? Talmud lomar v'im he'ochel ye'ochel mibsar zevach shlomo v'yom hashlishi lo yerotzeh bedvarim hamivim lidei achila hakosuv medaber. The pasuk said im he'ochel ye'ochel. So we're understanding this to mean those things, those activities that lead up to the eating of the korban. In other words, all of the procedures that are practiced that lead up to the eventual eating of the korban. The first of those procedures, of course, is the slaughtering of the korban. So any of the procedures that lead up to the eventual eating of the korban is what is the subject of the pasuk. The pasuk that mentions the problem of machshava concerning eating the meat chutz lizmano. Yochol shani marve af shvichas shirayim v'aktor zimurim. Could it be that I will include in korban activities the spilling of the residue dam, the dam left over after the zrika is done, or the activity of burning the innards of a korban? Talmud lomar b'yom hashlishi lo yerotzeh hamakriv oso leyochashev. Zrika bichlal hoisa. The action of zrika is included in all the other actions that bring a korban to the point of consumption. V'lama yotsa, why is zrika featured separately on its own? L'hakish eleha, to compare the other activities to it. Lomar loch, to teach us, ma zrika miuchedes shi avoida umakeves kapora, just like zrika is a korban activity, it's a sacrificial action activity, and without which atonement or fulfillment cannot be achieved, af kol avoida umakeves kapora, so too any other activity that is indispensable is what is the subject of machsheves pigul. In other words, it is during that type of action, an indispensable action, that the incorrect thought, the improper thoughts of pigul, could take effect. Yotzu shvicha shirayim v'aktoras emurim she'ein me'akvin es hakapora. This would exclude the spilling out of the residue dam, the residue blood, and the offering of the innards. Those are actions that are actually dispensable. At this point, though, we have arrived at the end of our long question. The question being, we see from here, unlike that which was used as an answer before, we see here that pigul does take effect. The machshavas pigul can take effect during the action of kabbalas adam. Elo lo kashya. But still, there is no problem. Ha di omar hareini shochet almenas lekabel domo lemachar. Ha di omar hareini mekabel domo almenas lishpoch shirayim lemachar. Let's go over these examples, these cases. The first case of his declaring that he's slaughtering the animal in order to mekabel the dam, to receive the dam at an incorrect time. In such a case, there is no machsheves pigul. However, if one declares that he is mekabel the dam with the intention of spilling out the residual dam the next day, then there is machsheves pigul. The basic idea is that machsheves pigul must incorporate some aspect of eating or of consumption, whether it be on the part of the person or on the part of the mizbeach. Therefore, if he does the kabbalas adam with the intention of spilling out the shirayim, which is spilled on the base of the mizbeach, that's a form of achila. We call that achilas mizbeach. That does take effect because he had a machsheves achila in mind, achilas mizbeach. However, in the first example, there was no element of achila. He was shechting the korban with the intention of receiving the dam at the wrong time. Since there's no machsheves achila, the machsheves pigul does not take effect. Before we go further, let's just take accounting of what we have accomplished here. In our Mishnah, we mentioned that during Kabbalas Adam, a machsheves shelo lishma can take effect. We then brought a long Tanaic source at the beginning of the Gemara, which indicated that a machshava during Kabbalah does not take effect. So the Gemara mentioned that the Mishnah was talking about a machsheves shelo lishma, that does take effect. The long source, the Brisa, was talking about machsheves pigul, which does not take effect. Then in the most recent piece of Gemara, we saw that Kabbalas Adam does have a connection to machsheves pigul, where it does take effect. We answered, that's true, if he's mekabel Adam with intentions of doing shvicha shirayim lemochar. However, if he does shchita with the intent of doing Kabbalah lemochar, then the machsheves pigul does not take effect. So the Brisa that indicated that machsheves pigul does not take effect, that was the first brisa. That's where it had said kabbalah lo osa bo machshava kemaisa. That's talking about a machsheves pigul, but that's where he shechted with the intention of doing the kabbalah lo mochar. At the bottom of Amud Aleph, we had a Tanaic source that said that machsheves pigul does take effect during kabbalah. That's where he did the kabbalah al menas lishpoch shirayim lo mochar, where there was an element of achila in that machshava, achilas mizbeach, there pigul does take effect during or concerning Kabbalah. The Gemara now, the fourth line from the top, makes a reference to a point that was mentioned in the long brisa at the very bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. In order to help find things, we've also supplied an arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, indicating to look at Amud Aleph. And if we do that, let's try to find on Amud Aleph a corresponding arrow. This is found a few lines from the bottom of Amud Aleph, where the Brisa raised the question, Yochol Shani Marbe, and it mentioned there, Shani Marbe Af Shfichas Shirayim, and the conclusion was no, we don't include Shvichas Shirayim in the realm of Machsheves Pigul. And what do we mean by that? It's when we just got finished saying in the immediately preceding Gemara that if one does Kabbalas Adam Amanas Lishpoch Shirayim Lemochar, it does take effect. So what what this Bryce is telling us, that when we say that when we're saying Shvicha Shiraim is not included in Machshavas Pigol, it would mean that when he does the Shvicha Shiraim and he has an intention of doing of something later on, then it does not take effect. So on this, the Gemara asks a question. We see a long question, and the Gemara begins. Omer Le'ahu Mirabonan L'Rava Ushvicha Shiraim V'Haktora Seimurim Lo Pasla B'Hu Machshava. Is it really so that a Machshavas Pigul does not take effect during Shvicha Shiraim? V'Hotnan. We have a following source, and of course, note the dashed underlines. Yochol Lo Tehe Machshava Mayeles Elo Bachilas Basar. One might think that machshava takes no effect other than if the machshava, the thought, included the eating of the meat. Minayin the rabbi shvicha shirayim v'aktora semurim. From where do we know to include these actions as well? That machshava does take effect. Talmud lomar v'im he'achol ye'ochel. B'shtei achilos ha'kosa medaber. There's a double loshon of eating in this pasuk. And that's a reference to two consumptions. Achas achilas odom, ve'achas achilas mezbeach. Whether it be person consumption, where the human being is eating the meat of the korban, or where the mezbeach is consuming or receiving that which it gets. In this case, it could be the shpicha shram is the spilling of the residue dam on the base of the mezbeach, or the offering of the innards on the mezbeach. Anyway, what do we see from this source? We see that Haktoras Shvicha Shirayim and Haktoras Emurim are included in the realm of Machsheves Pigul. So how could it have been argued in the source on Amud Aleph, where we say we don't include Machsheves, we don't include Shvicha Shirayim and Haktoras Emurim with regard to Pigul? So the Gemara answers more or less along the lines of that which we said just before we read this question. Lo Kashya, Ha Di Omar, it all depends on what his machshava was. Ha di Omar Hareini Zorek Almenas Lishpoch Shirayim Lemochor. Ha di Omar Hareini Shofech Shirayim Almenas Lahaktir Emurim Lemochor. In the first example, we are marbe, we do include Shvicha Shirayim as being a situation of people, because what did he do? He did an avoda, he did zrika, he declared, I am sprinkling the dam on condition or with the intent of doing Shvicha Shirayim Lemochar. He had a machshava during an avoda. That's a prerequisite for Pigul to be chal, for Pigul to set in. He was doing an avoda. We mentioned there were several avodas. We saw Shchita, Kabbalah, Hilocha, and Zrika. Here he says, while he's doing his Zrika, he says, I am sprinkling the blood with the intent of doing Shvicha Shirayim, spilling the residue blood on tomorrow, the next day, which is the wrong time, which is Chutz Lizmano. That is a Machsheves Achila. So you have all of the necessary components for establishing Pigul. You have a machshava during an avoda with the intent of an achila at the wrong time. Achilas mizbeach in this case. The case of the brisa on Amud Aleph, where we excluded Shvicha Shirayim, that's because his machshava was during the Shvicha Shirayim. Shvicha Shirayim is not an avoda. It's not an avoda, certainly not avoda hamakiv es kapara. So he had a machshava during a non-avoda, Almanas, with the intent of offering the innards at the wrong time, but since it's a machshava, true it's a machshava v'achila, namely the haktoras emurim is achilas mizbeach, but it's a machshava done or had not during an avoda. As we said already, Shvicha Shirayim is not an avoda. In order to establish people, you have to have a machshava during an avoda with an achila intention. And in this second example, that is lacking, and therefore, that's what was meant by the Brais of Aleph, where Shvicha Shirayim is not included in Pigul. Before we go further, let's take note of the topic heading accompanying this piece of Gemara. Nosei Mifneh, we have Deos, the diamonds here represent opinions, deos, shesovros, shetvilas, etzba, the dunking in of the kohen's finger into the blood, mefageles, bechatos, pnimis, that while a kohen is processing a chatos pnimis, those are korban chatos whose blood is sprinkled in the heichal, in the sanctuary, namely in the enclosed part of the Beis HaMikdash, the area that included the Mizbeach Hazov, the menorah, and the Shulchan. And if a chatos hapnimis, a chatos whose blood is sprinkled in that area, in the enclosed area, the heichal, if while immersing his finger in the blood, he has a machsheves pigol, the korban will become mifuga, will become pigol. Before going into the Gemara itself, we want to draw your attention to the fact that in this question, or this in the observation of the Gemara, we're featuring a chatas hapnimi. Now, tefilas etzva badam, the immersing of the finger in the blood, was necessary because the blood was eventually smeared on the mizbeach. That's true with regard to the chatas hachitzoni. The immersing of the blood, when it comes to the chatas hapnimi, that was for the purpose of sprinkling the blood that was, once it was accumulated on the finger, he would then shake his finger in the direction of the poroches, the separating curtain in the heichal that separated between the kodesh and the kodesh hakodoshim, the area, the inner sanctum where the Oron was located. There was a curtain separating the area that the holy ark was located in from the rest of the other kelim that were in the kodesh section. So blood was sprinkled on that, or in the direction of that particular curtain. That's as far as the chatas hapnimi is concerned. So we want to point out that, as we'll see at the end of the Gemara, Tevilas Etzba is something that took place during the Chatas HaChitzon as well. However, the immersing of the finger, as far as the Torah is concerned, that is written explicitly in Vayikra Paragimel, where the Pasuk says, V'toval HaKoyin Etzboi. This is in distinction to the Chatas HaChitzoni, where there is a din of Tvilas Etzba. That is learned from a Pasuk that says, V'lokach HaKoyin Midam HaChatos BeEtzbao. But it doesn't say explicitly V'toval. That word is missing, or doesn't appear in an explicit fashion with regard to the Chatas HaChitzoni. Therefore, the sugi here is talking about Tevilas Etzba during a Chatas HaPnimi. Before we go further into the Gemara, we want to note some more of the markings. We've double underlined with dots in it the phrase Tevilas Etzba Mefageles B'Chatas Pnimis. We have this phrase appearing later as well, without the expression chatas hapnimis associated with it, but that is assumed. Let's start the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, pray to Rabbi Chiya. Shomati shetvilas etzba mefageles bechatas pnimis. He heard, he had a tradition, that the immersing of the finger in the blood of a chatas hapnimis is a time during which a machsheves pigol could take effect. Shoma Ilfa. Ilfa, name of a scholar, he heard this teaching. Omro Kamei de Rab Pado. And he said it over in the presence of Rabbi Pado. We have a geometric form that's explained in the margin. The house form with a colored in tip, with the point facing up, we will see a question. And we refer to this as a ma'akav, the attempt to keep track of the back and forth in the Gemara. This represents a question. And we'll see a few lines later the form inverted with the point facing down, which will represent an answer or a rejection. So the question is as follows. Omar, klum lomadnu pigul elo mishlomim. Is it not so that the halachas of pigul are learned from psukim regarding the korban shlomim? Ma shlomim ein tvilas etzba mefageles bahen. Well, just like by a korban shlomim, the immersion of the finger in blood does not cause pigul, because in fact there is no tvilas etzba by the korban shlomim. Af chatos ein tvilas etzba mefageles bahen. So too, by the korban chatos, even though there may be a tvilas etzba, but since by the shlomim it does not create pigul, by the chatos likewise it will not create pigul. Now, to this we respond. V'chi hakol mishlomim lomadnu. Is it really so that we learn everything from the korban shlomim? In other words, the question is based on an assumption that all the halachas of korbanos, of machshavas, are learned from shlomim. Well, let's see the following. Ima shlomim sheloi lishmon ein motzi midei pigol av chatos sheloi lishmo ein motzi midei pigol. And that's not true. We must explain this concept before we can go any further in the Gemara. This concept of motzi midei pigol, or ein motzi midei pigol. When we speak about a korban turning into pigol, that means that an early stage in the korban processing, whether it be the zrika or the kabbalah or the shechita, where a person has a machshava during that process, and his machshava is that he intends to, for example, eat the meat outside of the correct time, in the wrong time, after the time has lapsed, that would create pigul. But that's provided that during the rest of the korban processing, he doesn't have incorrect or other incorrect thoughts. Let's use a concrete example. A person shechts a korban shlomim with the intention of eating the meat on the third day. What is he thinking during the hoylocha, during the kabbalah, the hoylocha, and the zrika? Oh, he's thinking his thoughts are fine. His thoughts are correct. His thoughts are not incorrect thoughts. Not, they are thoughts that wouldn't ruin the korban. This is explained by the Chazal as makriv is called matirov kimitzvasa, that all of the matirim, all of those stages that are performed that lead up to the korban being acceptable, that all of those stages are done properly, or more accurately, all of those stages are not done in a way that would ruin the korban. Let us say, for example, a person shechts a korban shlomim, and during the shechita has intention of eating the meat at the wrong time. Then he goes on to do the kabbalah sadam, and he does the kabbalah with a machshava of sheloi lishmoi. He thinks that while he's doing the kabbalah, that he's doing kabbalah sadam on a korban oila. Would that prevent the pigul from being chal? So we have to evaluate. Does a machsheves shelo lishmo in general ruin a korban shlomim? No. In general, it does not ruin a korban shlomim. Therefore, even though it may be an improper machsheva, but it's not the kind of machsheva that would ruin the korban otherwise. Therefore, it would not stall the pigul from being chal, from taking hold. However, let us say you did a korban chatas. You shechted a korban chatas with the intention of eating the meat at the wrong time, after the time lapses. But then he did kabbalah sadam with a machsheves sheloi lishmo. Does the machsheves sheloi lishmo in general ruin a korban chatas? The answer is yes. Being that a machsheves sheloi lishmo in general would ruin the chatas, it has the power of stalling the pigul from being chal, from preventing it from being chal. Therefore, is a korban chatos similar to a korban shlamim? We see there's a difference. Let us read the Gemara again now with our explanation in mind. We're starting the Gemara from the inverted house. V'chi akol mishlamim lamanu, is it so that we learn all the halachas from shlamim? He ma shlamim shaloi lishmon ein motzi midei pigol. A machshava of shaloi lishmol during a subsequent activity would not stall the pigol from being chal. In other words, the pigol machshava that you had during the earlier stage would still have effect. Af chatos shaloi lishma, would you say the same thing by a korban chatos where you have a machshava shaloi lishma during a subsequent action, ein motzi midei pigol, that it would not stall the pigol? That's not true. It would stall, it would stop the pigol from being chal. Elo mai isloch lemeimar, therefore what are you going to have to say with regard to the issue of tevilas etzba? Me ribui dekroi koasyo. The halachas that govern pigul are learned from extra words or inclusionary expressions that you find in the psukim. Hachanami, with regard to tevilas etzba, me ribui dekroi koasi. The source for tevilas etzba as being mefageles is going to be derived from a ribui in the psukim and not from shlomim. Therefore, the halacha of tefillas etzba mefageles will stand. And as far as raising a question from shlomim, that's not a sufficient difficulty with which to knock off the issue of tefillas etzba mefageles. As we showed, that not everything is really learned from shlomim, but rather the halachas are learned from special gzeres hakosuvs. And from those special Xeris Akosuvs, we will also derive Tvilas Etzba Mefageles. Let's take a look at Rashi, a few lines down from here. Elo Mai Isloch Lemeimar, Mi Ribui Dekro Kaosi, Kol Hasvochim Lepigol. The idea that pigul affects all korbanos is, and not shlomim alone, even though the basic pasuk appears by shlomim. Nevertheless, we say that pigul affects other korbanos as well. It's not from a mere comparison to shlomim, but it's from a gzeres hakosuv. As Rashi says, kozon ligul b'teres kehanim, which is the medrash on Sefer Vayikra. V'lomi shlomim lodmenu, and it's not learned from a comparison to shlomim. Hilko kochad v'chad. Therefore, with regard to each korban, my deposil bay motzio midei pigul. Any thought that would ruin the korban otherwise would stall the previous pigul from being chal. V'chein linyan havosil midei pigul kochad v'chad. My dichtiv bay dehavi avoda mevio lidei pigul. Likewise, anything that's considered an avoda with regard to that respective korban would bring it to pigul, which would of course include tevilas etzba as being an avoda that's characteristic or associated with a chatas apnimi. We continue in the Gemara, and we'll notice shortly another comment regarding tevilas etzba mefageles. But before we go on in the Gemara, we want to take note of what we've included on the side. We have a new mivneh here. We'll see triangles that are used to serve as a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of the discussion, with triangles point facing up, kushiyot, questions, and the point facing down, tshuva, answers. Omar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Be'aliyah zu, in this attic, or upper story, Shomati shetvilas etzba mefageles. Tohi bo Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rish Lakish raises a question on this teaching, that tvilas etzba mefageles. And we'll see something that will be familiar to us. Klum lomadnu pigul elo mishlomim. Have we not learned the halachas of pigul from the korban shlomim? Ma shlomim ein tvilas etzva mifageles ba. Just like by a korban shlomim, the immersion of a finger in the blood would not give rise to pigul. Avchatos ein tvilas etzva mifageles bohen. So too by the korban chatos, tvilas etzva cannot lead to pigul. To this we ask, v'chi hakol mishlomim lomdu. Is that really so, that we learn everything from shlomim? This too will be very similar to the Gemara above. I ma shlomim shelo lishmon ein motzi midei pigol. Af chatos shelo lishmo ein motzi midei pigol. Are you going to say that just like by a shlomim, a subsequent stage activity done shelo lishmo does not prevent the initial machsheves pigol from being chal? Are you going to say the same thing by a chatos, that a subsequent action done with a shelo lishma intent would not forestall the pigol? That's not true. In the case of a chatos, a later stage activity done with a low lishma intent would forestall the pigol from being chal. So we see from here that the fact that tevilas etzba doesn't exist by a korban shlomim is not reason for saying that pigul is not shayach by it when dealing with a chatos. At this point, then, we would have what we call an answer or a defense to the original premise that tefilas etzba mefageles. Omar Rav Yossi bar Chanina in hakol mishlomim lomdu. He insists on saying that we do learn everything from a shlomim, and therefore I would suggest that ein tvilas etzba mefageles, that tvilas etzba by tvilas etzba in general is not able to cause pigul. Now you'll ask, if we learn from shlomim, then how is it by a chatos the machsheves shelo lishmo is motzi midei pigul, when the same thing would not be the case by a shlomim? To that he answers, hoyil v'chutz l'mkomo posel b'shlomim v'shelo lishmo posel b'chatos. We're now creating a comparison between shlomim and chatos. The common denominator is thoughts that ruin. In the case of a shlomim, chutz l'mkomo would ruin the shlomim. That's an intention to, let us say, eat the meat. When one would shecht the korban shlomim with the intention of eating the meat outside of Yerushalayim, that's called chutz l'mkomo. So just like chutz l'mkomo ruins by a shlomim, and shelo lishmo ruins by a chatos, ma chutz l'mkomo ha-poisel b'shlomim motzi midei pigul. Just like in the case of a shlomim, let's use an example. A person slaughters the korban shlomim with the intention of eating the meat on the third day, which is at the wrong time. Then he goes on to do the kabbalas hadam with the intention of eating the meat outside Yerushalayim. That would forestall the initial machsheves pigul from ever taking hold. So just like we see chutz l'mkomo, which is a thought that ruins a case of a korban shlomim, prevents the pigul from taking hold, af shaloi lishmoi hapoiso b'chatos motzio midei pigul, so too a machshava that ruins a chatos has the capability of forestalling its pigul. So at this point, where are we holding? We're saying, Rav Yossi bar Chanina is maintaining that in fact, halachas of pigul are learned from shlomim, and as a result of that, since by a shlomim there's no tefilas etzba, so too by a chatos, tefilas etzba with a machsheves pigul would be of no consequence. As far as machsheves shelo lishma forestalling pigul by a chatos, that particular halacha is derived from a korban shlomim, in the sense that machsheves shelo lishma by a chatos is a machsheva haposeles. Just like a machsheva mechutz l'mkomo is a machsheva haposeles by a shlomim, and just like by a shlomim, the machsheva of chutz l'mkomo will forestall the machsheves chutz l'zmano that preceded it from taking hold, so too a machsheves shelo lishma by a chatos done at a later stage, for example by the Kabbalah, will forestall the machsheves chutz l'zmano that he may have had during the shechita at an earlier stage. the main point for us right now is that we don't have a basis, or we don't have a basis for saying Tvilas Etzba Mefageles Vayachatos. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Mitzida Tavro. Rabbi Yirmiyah responds or rejects Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina's teaching. Literally, mitzida, from the side, it is smashed. Tavro means smashed. It means, for our purposes, we have a rejection of the teaching of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. As a result, Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to tell us that we are able to say Tvilas Etzba Mefageles. And as far as you're trying to say that we learn everything from the Shlomim, he's going to argue with that which Rabbi Yossi presented. He says as follows: Ma lechutz lemekomo haposel b'shlomim. He says, granted that chutz lemekomo, which is a machshava that passels b'shlomim and is capable of forestalling the previous machshavas chutz lezmano, shekein noyeg b'chol hazvochim. The machshava of chutz lemekomo is something that has an effect on all kinds of korbanos. Therefore, since it has this broad application, it has the power of being motzi midei pigul, of forestalling the previous machsheves pigul. Toima b'shaloi l'shmoi. Should you say the same thing? Should you apply the same ideas to the machsheves shaloi l'shmoi? She'eno noeg elo b'pesach v'chatas bilvad. It can take effect. Only it has a very limited effect, and therefore I'm not convinced that a machsheves shelo lishmo would be able to forestall a machsheves pigul as a machsheves chutz lemekomo is able to. Now, if you want to say that everything is learned from shlomim, then I'll go ahead and follow that line. However, we are not going to exclude Tvilas Etzba as a result. As the Gemara continues, Elo mai isloch lemeimar. What are you going to say as far as machshava being motzi midei pigul? Elo mai isloch lemeimar. Dovar haposel bohen motziom midei pigul. Dovar hama'akev bohen mevion lidei pigol. Machshavos that are capable of ruining a korban are capable of stopping pigol from taking hold. Machshavos during activities that are indispensable, that's a dovar hama'akev bohen. Machshavos during activities like that, mevion lidei pigol, can bring a korban to becoming pigol. Well, with that analysis in mind, Hochanami, with regard to Tvilas Etzba, Dovar HaPosel Bo, Motzi Midei Pigul, Dovar HaMa'akev Bo, Mevia Lidei Pigul. And the Tvilas Etzba can be categorized as a Dovar HaMa'akev Bo, namely that it's an essential activity needed when doing a Chatos HaPnimi. And therefore, like we said in the opening, Tvilas Etzba Mefageles. Omar Rav Mori Af Anan Nami Tanina. He has a point. He's going to make a point. It's going to last a few lines, and we've illustrated this with our long point marking. That you can see by looking at to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, you see a nun that's encircled with a vertical dashed line. All of the lines of the Gemara opposite this vertical dashed line form the point. After the point, the Gemara will then reject it. But Rav Mori wants to say that we have a Tanaic source that would support the idea that Tevilas Etzba Mefageles. Ze HaKlal. Before we go further, we want to make note of the following. This source will be featuring the procedures necessary for processing a meal offering, a korban mincha. With regard to a korban mincha, the activities during which pigul could be chal are activities that have a parallel by an animal sacrifice. The reason for that is, the reason for us to need to find a parallel is because the laws of Pigol by a Mincha are governed by the laws of Pigol that are found by a Zevach, by a sacrificed animal. So we have a source. It says, Zehaklal, Kol HaKremetz, that's the taking of the handful of a meal offering, the no same bekli, and then taking that handful being placed into a subsequent service vessel, v'hamolich, and the carrying of that to the mizbeach, v'hamaktir, and the offering of it on the fire. During those activities, pigol can be chal. Let us use as an example, one takes a handful of a mincha offering with the intention of eating the shirayim, that which is left over after he removes the handful from it, the remainder of it is eaten by the kohanim. So if one takes the handful with the intention of eating the remainder after the time allowed for it lapses, that would create pigol. Bishlama kemetz hainu shochet. The Gemara goes on now to parallel the different mincha activities to the animal sacrifice activities. Kemetz is parallel to the slaughtering. Moilich hainu moilich. The third stage that was featured in the source, the carrying of the handful in the service vessel, is parallel to the carrying of the dam to the mizbeach. Maktir nami hainu zorek. The throwing of the handful onto the fire in the meal offering is parallel to the sprinkling of the blood that you have by an animal sacrifice. So we've accounted for stages 1, 3, and 4 of the mincha as having a parallel in the case of a zevach. Elo noisein bekli mai nihu. The stage 2 of the mincha, the placing of the handful into the surface vessel, what is its parallel in the case of an animal sacrifice? If you want to say that it's parallel to the receipt of the blood of an animal sacrifice in its service vessel, me dummy, you can't compare these activities. Hasam, in the case of the blood, memela, it enters the vessel through gravity, or automatically. Hacha, in the case of the handful by the mincha, the handful of the meal offering placed in its service vessel, ihu koshokil varami. That's done by human action. Ella. So, what are we going to have to say about this thing called noisein bekli? How do we account for pigol being hal, taking effect during noisein bekli by a mincha? How are we going to parallel that to a zevach, to an animal sacrifice? Ela, kevon de lo sagi de lo yohiv, since it's indispensable, you have to place the mincha into a service vessel. Al korche avodah hashuvahi, it thereby takes on the description of being an important activity. Once again, by virtue of the fact that it's indispensable, it's considered important. Hochanami, so too with regard to tevilas etzba. So too, and that's why we're bringing, let's not forget that that's why we're bringing in this whole mincha discussion. So too, the case of tevilas etzba, kevan de lo sagi de lo avidla, since it's indispensable, al korche hainu halacha. Therefore, it is considered like halacha. And Rashi carries this analogy to a literal level. Let's take a look at the Rashi, if you can find where we have a little star drawn in. The Rashi we're looking at is five lines from the end of the page. Hochi nami betvilas etzba, kevan de lo sagi, since it's indispensable, hainu halacha, it's viewed as halacha. Shemoy lechadam beetzbo lekorvon lamizbeach. Lekorvoi lamizbeach. He's carrying the dam, so to speak, while on his finger toward the direction of the mizbeach. At this point, then, we have accomplished what Rav Mori set out to do, was to show that, just like by the mincha, these various activities create can be the basis of pigol. During these activities, one might have a machshavas pigol that will take effect, and one of those activities is noisein bekli, and the how is it that noseng bekli by a mincha can be is viewed as an activity during which pigul can be chal? Well, it's because we described it as an indispensable activity. So too, tevilas etzba is an indispensable activity, and by virtue of that fact, a machsheves pigul during this action, the tevilas etzba, i.e., indispensable activity, machsheves pigul can take effect. Therefore, we have in a Tanaic source, albeit by a mincha, a reference to a principle that will establish that which we have taught so far, the tevilas etzba mifageles. At this point, the Gemara rejects the proof, so to speak, from noseng bekli by mincha, li'olam didomi lekabola. As far as the matan kometz bekli is concerned, the placing of the kometz into the surface vessel, and we ask, what's its parallel to an animal sacrifice? I will tell you, it is similar to the receipt of the blood in its service vessel. Udukoamras, and you attempted to object to this earlier by saying, Hocha memeilo hosam iu koshokev v'yoyiv. In the case of the blood, it's different because in the blood, it happens through gravity, and in the case of the kometz, it happens through human initiative, where he takes it and places it in the receiving vessel, in the service vessel. Nevertheless, that's not a sufficient that's not sufficient grounds for establishing a distinction. Kevan di idi v'idi matan klihu, since both involve placing in a vessel, mali mameila mali koshokil v'yoyiv, what difference does it make whether it's through gravity or through the human action? However, tfilas etzba I cannot necessarily include as being an activity during which pigul could be chal, because we don't find a reference to that in the above mentioned Tanaic source. Lema kitanoi, can we say that this issue is a machlokes tanoim? At this point, the Gemara will cite two Tanaic sources, and upon reading the two sources, it will appear that there is a Tanaic controversy concerning the idea or the possibility of machsheves pigul during tevilas etzba taking hold. The Toni Chada, one source, says tevilas etzba mefageles bechatos. Uvetani idoch loy mefageles velo mispageles. The other source says a machsheva during tevilas etzba does not create pigul, nor does a machshava involving tefillah result in the korban becoming pigul. For example, if a person, let's say, shechted the korban with the intention of immersing his finger the next day, that's lo mispageles. Neither one of those would take effect. So my lav tanoihi, in order to resolve, so to speak, these two seemingly contradictory sources, is it not so that they represent a Tanaic controversy regarding tevilas etzba? Namely, should we be able to categorize tevilas etzba like hoilacha or not? Before we go further, let's read this Gemara, but along with what we find we'll continue reading the Gemara. The Gemara says, loy. No, we're not going to say that this is a Tanaic controversy as far as how to categorize tefilas etzba as holocha or not. We'll say that everyone will categorize tefilas etzba as holocha. The question then is, is pigul chal or not? Ha rabbonon, ha Rebbe Shimon. The Shitas Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Shimon holds that during hoilacha, a machsheves pigul does not take effect. The Rabbanan hold that a machsheves pigul during hoilacha does take effect. So if you say that everyone agrees that tevilas etzba is considered hoilacha, the two Tanaic sources we saw just now, the first source that says tevilas etzba mefageles, that's according to the Rabbanan. The second source that says lo mefageles, that's according to Rebbe Shimon. Gemara asks, E Rebbe Shimon, my irya tevilas etzba. If the second source represents shitas Rebbe Shimon, why does it emphasize why talk about tefilas etzba? Ha'omar kol she'eno al mizbeach hachitzon kishlamim ein bo mishum pigol. That any activity that is not done on the external mizbeach, like is done by a shlamim. A shlamim is a type of korban that's done in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Its blood is applied to the exterior, the outside mizbeach. Any korban that is not done in the on the outside mizbeach, there is no pigul. And up till now, we have been discussing a chatas hapnimi. A chatas hapnimi being an internal chatas done inside the sanctuary, inside the enclosed part of the Beis HaMikdash. Ella, ha v'ha rabbonan. Both of the brises at the previous, at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis are according to the rabbonan. We leave Rabbi Shimon out of the discussion. V'lo kashya, kan b'chatois hachitzonos. The source that says there's no pigul, that's talking about an external chatos. And the source that says that there is pigul, kan b'chatois hapnimios. The reason we are excluding the chatos hapnimi from pigul during tefilas etzba, even though tefilas etzba is done for a chatos hachitzoni, why is tefilas etzba not a source of an activity during which pigul could take hold when dealing with a chatos hachitzoni? The reason for that is because the pasuk that refers to tefilas etzba does not say v'toval etzbo in the case of a chatos hachitzon. The Rashi points out, third line from the top, b'chatos hachitzonos, eino mefageles. Immersion of the finger with a machsheves pigul does not take hold. Delo ksibu v'toval. It doesn't use the word v'toval. Elo, what does it say? V'lokach hakei midam hachatos be'etzbo. That's what it says. And since the posuk does not say v'toval, therefore, tvilas etzba bedam during a chatos hachitzoni would not cause pigul to be chal if he has a machshava of chutz lizmano during tefilas etzba v'chatos hachitzoni. The Gemara asks, do I really need a braisa to teach me that? Pshita ha lo ksiv behu v'taval. It seems to be obvious that there's no pigul during tefilas etzba of v'chatos hachitzoni. The pasuk doesn't say v'taval. Itzrich. Nevertheless, I do need to be taught this. I need to be taught that tefilas etzba by chatos hachitzoni does not cause pigul. Tefilas etzba with a machsheves chutz lizmano does not cause pigul. Salka deita chamina, without being taught this, I would have thought, hoyul uksiv v'lokach, since by the chatos hachitzoni, the posuk uses the word v'lokach. It says, v'lokach hakoin midam achatos betzbo. And the word v'lokach has a connotation that he himself takes it. V'asi koif rami luhu ayodei, and if a monkey would come along and put it on the kohen's hand, boy lemishkal zimno achriti, he would have to take it again. In other words, the word v'lokach is mashma that the kohen must take the dam. Get the dam on his finger through his own action, and if a monkey would come along and smear the dam of the korban on the kohen's finger, the kohen would have to dunk his finger in the blood again, and therefore keman dechsi v'toval dami. It says if v'toval is written there. Once again, let's say this again, that since the Torah uses the word v'lokach, which implies the Kohen himself needs to do it, it's as if the word v'toval appears. Komash Molon, we are teaching you here by bringing in this brisa that says that tefilas etzba is lo mefageles. Komash Molon, lahochi lo ksiv v'toval. It's for this reason that the Torah deliberately doesn't use in an explicit fashion the word v'tava b'yachatas achitzoni, demashmahochi umashmahochi. It thereby gives us the opportunity to learn both halachas. What are the two halachas? The one halacha is that the fact that it does not use the word v'taval, it shows us that tvilas etzba by achatas achitzoni is not a sufficiently important avoda to be an avoda during which a machshavas people will take hold. However, it uses the word, we nevertheless do learn that he himself has to immerse his finger in the blood, and that if a monkey were to come along and do it, he would have to do it again. For further information and details on that, we recommend looking at the Rashi. With this, we conclude our shiur for today.